Hello, welcome to another episode of Joe's Chalk Talk, coming from Grand Forks Best Source. And today we're actually going to be jumping into a kind of a new segment here of the single series. Just real quick, if you could please like, share, and subscribe that this on YouTube and all the platforms, that'd be greatly appreciated. So tonight, or today, we're going to be talking about DraftKings single game, the Portland Trailblazers at the Denver Nuggets. And unlike yesterday when we talked about FanDuel, it just has the one captain. It doesn't have the three levels. And the reason that this is different is, let's just take a look at the salary of Joe Keek, $19,200. For the 1.5. Now, if you go on regular utility, see how it's a lot cheaper. So basically, you're multiplying the points that you get, but you're also multiplying the salary. And that really comes into play where it can get exciting, where if you take a guy that's like 1,500 that goes off. Now, this doesn't happen very often in NBA. It happens a lot more in the NFL, which was really exciting this past year. Just give you an example of the 49ers and Packer game, when the 49ers literally had no receivers at all. And Richie James, like hour before lock, he becomes active. Salary of 200, and he had more fantasy points than Aaron Rodgers. You know, huge huge night there. But it gives you an example of how that could work, basically. So, you know, if you're on FanDuel, you're taking this guy is the captain. But on DraftKings, it's a little bit different, because if you're taking him at 19,000, now you only have 6,000 left. So to take Lillard and Murray, you're just not going to be able to take all these guys. So what I'd like to do here is I like to scroll all the way down to the bottom here and just kind of like go work my way up and just see, you know, what guys are going to be playing tonight. Let's just see, is he going to be playing? No, he's not going to be playing tonight. But we just like take a look at, we want to see what guys we can get at this captain spot to be able, that's going to give us the most fantasy upside. Now, this guy right here, he's definitely been you know, solid lately. So let's just, we're just going to take an example. We're going to draft him in the king spot, and we're getting that $7,500, which is a bargain. Now, this only works with this thing here is if one of these top guys, you want what these guys to get, like his 50, 45, get, you know, getting these regular points here. If this guy goes off for 90, that you're not going to win in the scenario. This scenario only works if these guys just basically average night, nothing really major. So let's just kind of like, you know, play this out here. Obviously, this guy's probably going to be on the winning lineup every single night. I mean, he's averaging, you know, like he had 43 there a night, but normally 64, 60. He's just one of the best centers in the NBA. So let's go ahead and take him. And then what I do is I want to go down and now I want to take a value guy, because you're not going to be able to just stack all the stars. So you go down here, and I like D. Jones Jr. He's been getting fat minutes. He only got 22 the other night in a blowout, though. So basically, yeah, he didn't play the fourth quarter. That explains that. This game is going to be close. It's not going to be a blowout here. So I'm imagining he's going to be getting between 30 to 35 minutes. So I want to go ahead and draft him. Now we can take a look at going up here. Now Lillard, obviously, he's, you know, he's a stud. He's getting great fantasy points every single night here. So if you go ahead and take him, look at his fantasy projection, 32. Once again, didn't play the fourth quarter, blowout, so that doesn't mean much. But yeah, he's getting, you know, 79. He's just getting back into form is when he was in the bubble. So that leaves you know, 5,400 for the last two lineups here, and you know, you can take, you know, Simmons, which basically this would be a good play if it is a blowout, because he's going to get fourth quarter minutes, and Denver, just against this position, they just don't do that well. But I just don't really see this guy. I mean, 26 minutes, he's, you know, he's averaging 0.75 fantasy points per minute, which isn't very good. So just basically a scenario there. Now let's just go ahead and clear this out. And I'm just going to show you what it looks like if you take, you know, Nokic at the captain. Let's just say he goes off for 90. Then you're going to want him in this spot. But if he goes off for 90, that means where are you getting the value? So right away, you want to come down here. This guy right here, just look at, you know, who's getting the minutes here. You know, 30 minutes last game. I don't know why he got that many minutes, but even he's just not getting the production. So, yeah, just, you know, you just want to kind of just check it out. So if you just take a few guys, take Carmelo, you know, that leaves 6,800 left for each position. You know, Gary Trent Jr., he's definitely a guy that's viable. Just give you some options. You know, Air Canada center. I don't like focusing centers against Denver because they're usually going to end up in foul trouble. So it just gives you an idea of what you can do here. Millsap's out. So there's a lot of guys out for Denver. So there's going to be a lot of value tonight. And that's something that basically, let's just kind of read up a little bit about, you know, he remains out. It'll be his fifth game out. So JaMychal Green, Gary Harris is out. So the rookie is set for another start tonight. So that's kind of like, there we go. You get some news that Zeke Nagia is going to be playing tonight, a starter. But, I mean, just because he starts doesn't mean he's going to do anything. I mean, you got 30 minutes. You got 11 fantasy points. 7 points, one assist. Let's see if he's really done it. Oh, he had a 23-point game, 17-point game. So this might be a guy where you're going to want to get some exposure to. And then that kind of leaves 4,200 left. So you'd really want to kind of just see what you can do here. You know, you can take Jamal Murray, 1,600 left. And you can just really monkey around. Taking him in the number one spot is definitely an option if you're taking some risks on some cheaper guys that are going to get you, you know, if they're going to get you there or not. So it's kind of a breakdown of DraftKings. Like at the NFL, it's more like, you know, I mean, you can have a kicker. It happened twice where the kicker was in the captain spot. It's kind of more exciting because you can really, you know, mix and match. And, you know, if a receiver gets three receptions for, you know, 70 yards and a touchdown, and it's kind of a low scoring game, well, he's going to end up in this spot. And that's how you're going to win like a couple $100,000, which it does happen every single week in fantasy football. It does happen in NBA as well. But I mean, you're just not going to get those type of wins in the NBA because that splits. So, I mean, you know, you're probably like 1/5 of the money that you could potentially make on these lineups versus the NFL, because there's, it's more of like you kind of can predict what's going to happen in the NBA better than you can in the NFL. You know, NFL is like, well, if some tight end that you never even hear of gets like a touchdown, well, that's like, how are you supposed to know that? But, you know, blowouts too can kind of play into that. But that's just kind of like a breakdown of the contest between the Portland and Denver. So, yeah, if you have any interest in that, definitely, you know, leave comments in and make sure to check on these injuries right here, and keep posted, keep grinding, and we'll definitely catch you on the next one. Thanks for coming on and coming on the show and watching, and thank you for the continued support.